Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Welcome to the 73rd episode of the Indire Independent Radio Exchange series, a project which, through its productions, brings together independent community radios across Europe, from countries such as Hungary, Croatia, Austria, Ireland, Spain, France, Germany, and Slovenia. This episode is one of the two produced by Radio Marš from Maribor, Slovenia. Joining us in the music selection and interviews are Matjaž Gert, Zijendin Osmanović, and myself, Simon Marčić. Stick around for a diverse showcase of fresh music from Maribor. First up, we have the new sensation on the scene, Harvey. Matjaž will tell us more about them.
Next up, we have Harvey, a young trio of high school friends who mix dream pop and indie electronica with lo-fi aesthetics. Seemingly from out of nowhere, they appeared last August on all major music streaming platforms with their EP Rosemary and blew some needed fresh air into our local music scene. For the song Symphony, the act of badmouthing somebody behind their back, the band had the following to say.
Hi, we're Harvey, three-piece band from Maruša, Slovenia. The song Symphony was written by Eva Stajan and me, Tilen Knez, after our first release, Rosemary. At its core, it's about talking trash about someone behind their back, with Eva mocking and quoting such behavior. It was recorded and produced by Tilen Knez, alongside with Alan Reucht, the band's bassist, who contributed the low end. The song hasn't been released yet, but we're planning to put it on an album with other Slovenian songs. We're really thrilled and grateful that our song got selected for this project and to Marš in general, and we can't wait to share more with you in the future. Tilen, Eva, and Alan from Harvey.
Niko na ovom
This was the band Harvey with their song Symphonie. Now let's kick it up a notch. Dear listeners, what you have heard was Propad with their song Klub Garaja, and now with me is one half of the grindcore power violence duo Propad, Urban Salitinger. Urban, hello.
Hello.
Now, Klub Garaja is also your HQ, your musical starting point, and also the name of the first track we have listened. Maybe if you can showcase what the club is about.
Basically, it's a post-trate scene from the 80s, which spread with its syndrome through my hometown and the whole community there. And basically, Klub Garaja is just a club in the middle of nowhere, in like a suburban household.
And so, as you started a club there in the middle of nowhere, where there is no scene present. And also you and your other band member, guitarist Blaž Kladerič, have started a power violence band in Maribor, where there is also no power violence scene present. What motivated you to begin this project in a place where power violence has never even existed?
So, to start something different in the direction of the genre power violence, which is an amazing genre and very original, and you can also say that each band creates its own genre of power violence, but I still don't know how our Mariborians are going to accept this band or this genre in this alternative scene, which is lacking very much. But we will see how it will go.
This is a completely new project with relatively short songs, as per se, for power violence. But the production of this first self-titled album, or we could call it demo, took quite some time. How did you split the work? Where did you maybe choose the samples? I also noticed some noise elements in the track. Who did what in the production?
Blaž wrote most of the riffs in the album, and then I wrote most of the lyrics, and the lyrics are simple, but I think they are very critical to the Mariborian youth, the Mariborian culture, and the Mariborian people.
And now, listeners, before we continue this interview, let's hear the song Globalna Napaka. Dear listeners, welcome back to the interview with Urban Salitinger from the power violence duo for Maribor, Propad. Urban, you played your first show a couple of weeks ago in Yala Yala in Ljubljana. How was the debut show?
It was really surprising because it was on a Monday and the club was packed, because it was straight from the Obscene Extreme Festival. It was like a Slovenian after-party show. But yeah, it was really great. It was unexpected. A lot of people came to support my band, and it was great, really great.
And can we expect some performances in Maribor also in the future, maybe in the short future, maybe some surprise shows?
Yeah, sure. The sad thing is that me and some of my friends are also booking those grindcore and alternative genres here in Maribor, and I don't like to book my own band there. But yeah, I'm thinking and I'm planning about a Poor Violence show in Maribor. There will probably be bands like Karlik Johnson from Postojna, my band Propad, probably some other bands from different from different neighboring countries. But yeah, I think they will be a Propad show in Maribor. Yeah.
And also maybe for the last question, are you working on something new, maybe expanding the album, connecting with other Power Violence bands from Slovenia?
The Power Violence scene in Slovenia is so small that there are probably like four or three bands that are playing Power Violence. And then we decided, like, yeah, in the future we will make a four-way split. But yeah, the scene is so connected, there is so much support, and there will also be like a big Power Violence fest in October in Ljubljana Gromka. So come and see Slovenian scene.
So listeners, thank you. This was Urban from the Power Violence duo Propad from Maribor. And now let's enjoy the final song, Propad with Eskim.
It was the year 1996. Two teenagers from Maribor, Aleš Javnik, stage name Biga J, and Matjaž Zgeta, Easy G, under the group name Dandruff, released the now cult classic hip-hop album titled Ko pride Bog, When God Comes. Just like that, two teens single-handedly kickstarted the Mariborian hip-hop scene and established Easy G as one of Slovenia's greatest rappers, and one of its most obscure ones. Despite dropping a mixtape in 2004 and performing with certain groups until around that time, it was not until last year that, to everyone's surprise, Easy G returned. He teamed up with one of Slovenia's foremost young beatmakers / producers, Urban Senekovic, Young Firefly, and together they recorded an album titled Ata Morgana, which was released to instant critical acclaim. Easy G is here with us today to tell us more about the album and, well, other things. So, Easy, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Ata Morgana is a portmanteau of Ata, which would in Slovenian mean dad,
yeah.
And Fata Morgana. And for a lot of people, this was something of a mirage. Is Easy G really back? So why now and why with Young Firefly?
The reason for my long, long delay was due to my professional work. I work as a teacher, working two jobs at the same time, so one at the faculty at the university and one at the elementary school. So this actually took a lot of my spare time. However, it is one more Corona album. That particular time gave us some extra space. Collaborating with Firefly started by chance. So I was to record a diss record for my friend, and then another great producer, Julio, couldn't make it at that time. And Firefly was available. He showed me some of his beats. I really liked some of those, especially the grimy ones. And we just started, you know, recording song by song. Initially, not with a plan for making the whole album, but since there were, let's say, 15 to 16 songs completed, we've decided to put it in a format of an album.
So the interesting thing is, while we waited for almost 20 years for an album, we waited for an extra year, about the same time, for the actual release party. That is your first proper show in a long time. However, even when your mixtape had dropped in 2004, up until that point, you were performing with funk group Central Problem and drum and bass group Illegal Crew. I'm curious as to why this delay for returning to the live stage was even longer, and how do you see this sort of relationship between your studio work and your live work? Which do you prefer? Why did this happen, etc., etc.?
Our main purpose while making an album was explicitly not to perform it live. This is why it is also obscure. It is also difficult to perform, and since I am a bit of a perfectionist in terms of live performances, I wanted to study the material really, really well. Because there are discrepancies between, let's say, the studio work and the live performance, especially in terms of vocal range. You have to pitch it up a lot, so I have to find the right tonalities and having a lot of practice. So first of all, memorizing the texts, which were pretty new, wasn't that easy for me because I haven't been doing that for a very long time. So actually, it was the preparation, and I'm glad I did it. I tried it while being a guest on Mythos performers. That was about 3 months earlier. And then we decided to not to just let the album float into some kind of, stratosphere, but to, gave it a bit of meat and to perform it live as well.
You would call your style something of trying to say cool things without saying nothing, something almost like a stream of consciousness or stream of thought. There's also often very simple rhymes or even rhyming the same things, willingness to be dumb in a satirical way while still remaining very rapidy-rapidy-wise in terms of the actual performance. However, behind this, there is a cool intelligence, which Mito, another rapper who we've brought up a couple of times now, said, despite this facade is actually highly philosophical.
I wouldn't say it's really highly philosophical, though thank you for your observation and the analysis. I think your description of my style is actually on point, 100%. I like it very much. As far as I wanted to touch on another subject, simplistic and dumb. That's the thing that... No. You put it greatly. You have to know that Easy G is a fictional character. So in terms of that, I allow Easy G to say a lot of bullshit, to say a lot of things that I am, as a, let's say, public figure, not allowed to say. And also, most of the views represented by this fictional character, Easy G, are not necessarily my views. I would say like 40% my personal experiences and maybe 60% of fictional stuff. As far as highly philosophical, I wouldn't put it this way, because I tried to simplify it as possible, but underlining platform could be regarded as philosophical in a way, because I was touching more concretely on certain topics like mortality, which is, I will also say, an underlining theme of the album. Maybe some social observations. EZG is the product of the environment of, let's say, Nova Vas and Maribor street life from the 90s.
Young Firefly is a primarily sample-based beatmaker or producer, and together you form this autumnal, grim, dirty, gritty, almost analog-like sound, reminiscent even of a 70s rock album without guitars, only hip-hopified, with certain odes to the old school, but definitely anchored in new school progressiveness. Obvious influences being the sort of old school revivalism, rebranded revivalism of Griselda, and LP's music, particularly his project Run the Jewels. What more is it to this sound?
Dear Lord, your analysis are perfect. You should write an article. But yeah, major influences on the beats would be, let's say, the early Definitive Justice stuff, like the early now, also the now Aesop Rocks, LPs and so forth. Definitely you mentioned Run the Jewels and also Conway beats and the style. And to get to your question, can you just remind me what was...
There was really no question. I just sort of described the whole thing. Yeah. And is there anything more?
No, we just had a lot of fun doing it. Mainly, of course, the beats came from Young Firefly, but I did choose a lot of samples and then we incorporated them, and I chose my ideas very carefully, which sound to set into a certain atmosphere and which samples to use and how to manipulate them and so forth.
I'll just ask you, what will this new EZG that is coming bring that the old EZG or the Ata Morgana EZG has not given us?
Me and Firefly are working on another project. Can't mention any dates because there aren't any, actually. We're working slowly every Sunday, but we have like about 15 demos so far, but now we have to spice it up with post-production a lot. So a lot of new samples, a lot of beat switches. This is what I really enjoy, so that it is dynamic, not boring, not just lay the beat, rapper lays the verse and it's over. So, and then of course there's a mixing part, so I wouldn't say that it will come in a year, but it is about to come out.
Just as God helps you see, so do glasses. And this song is called Spiegler, which would mean a nerd with glasses. Would that be fair?
It is about frustrations of a young teenager who had to wear glasses from his very early stages of life and being ridiculed. So that's the main point. But also how it transfers into, let's say, modern age and modern society where glasses are almost a necessary accessory.
It's quite a fun song. So, EZG, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure again.
And for the people, enjoy EZG Spiegler.
Kobil sem star na 4 so rekli, povedič ne bit vid. Spiegle mi nabili in se smejali manikini. Obsojena pifara mala japanska buba. Izločen člano srednjega frajerskega kluba. Spiegle bili so tolki za široki vidni spekter. Na njih pa redno mariži pudiga dr. Edgar. Daj da pravam Spiegle, jo, kak se mi vrti. So ravdušenje izražali bodoči trip džanki. Pred tebi tu so imeli svoje vrstni čar. Kaj vsako me je zlamo jebora v šolo nes denar za Spiegle. Pol so raje tukli me v lamp, ampak štiri oka Bruce Lee, ninja ni bila kramp. Škila bi žila bi ni pozabo, vse je vrno, lukno gume, krado zvijeske, njihove aure barva v črno, jih verbalno obrno se lagal, da ima črni vas, plave žame, te hlače in zastekljan obraz. I'm going, to Spiegle, I'm going, to Spiegle, I'm going, to Spiegle, I'm going, I don't think so. To Spiegle, I'm going. To Spiegle, I'm going. To Spiegle, I'm going. I don't think so. To je še iz cajto, ko Spiegle res bili so grdi. In če si to bo Spiegle, si bil ful grdi. Danes pa mladina tu to ni brez dio trije. Si neke pederske Spiegle na glavo gor nabije. Malo pa je hecno, če pogledaš ta podatek. Te pa jaz bom noso bergle kot modni dodatek. Al pa slušni aparat kot modni dodatek. Al pa kolenske proteze kot modni dodatek. Ko mi peče leče v okah, pa tudi ni špa. Zato bom mogoče ufura Spiegle tudi jaz.
evo žena babo, je baba mi rekla bravo. Ful ti paše joče, prav ti povečajo glavo. Mogoče še pobrijem glavo, da bojo vidli prevelke uhe in bulavo glavo. Ne, 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 čupe še vedno ne dam, ne smem pokazati, da sem čisto pravi nezemljan. Žena rekla, da moram začeti laufat 3 km na dan, zato da do njenega rojstnega dneva bom 850 km stran. Tu špegli, I'm going. Tu špegli, I'm going. Tu špegli, I'm going. I don't think so, I'm going. Tu špegli, I'm going. Tu špegli, I'm going. Tu špegli, I'm going. I don't think so.
Tea Leto is a singer-songwriter based in Maribor, Slovenia. Her music is a blend of dream pop, electropop, indie pop and indie rock. Releasing two singles this year, we want to give her more spotlight on the radio, so here is her newest production, I Want to Be Ready.
He lived in my corner, rising and falling. A head without order, he never stopped calling. But he was more than just a secret, more than just a flame, more than just a whisper of somebody else's name. He lived in the shadows, gathering pieces, wandering head with old reminiscences. He was more just a vision, more than just a sign, living through the sorrow, he said. I wanna be ready if you told me I could play. I wanna be ready if you whispered out my name. I wanna be ready if you told me to fall. But he was more than just a madman, more than aching heart. Silence always strained him beyond the fields of God. He said, I wanna be ready if you told me I could play.
I wanna be ready.
Hello, I'm Matyash, and on the line with me is Clemen Shali, alias Monoscars. Hi, dear Clemen.
Hi.
You've been creating noise, literally and as a genre of music, under the moniker Monoscars for about 10 years now. Is that right?
Yeah. 24th of April was 10th anniversary of the first concert or first a public appearance as a Monoscars.
And this year, I believe, you also released your latest album that coincidentally is the 10th anniversary of this first performance you had.
Yeah, definitely this year it is album released on that day. Usually I release something in April and I said this year, no, I will do it on the anniversary, yeah. It's called Asoto Vaše Govedine, or if you translate this to English, Are These Your Beefs? And it sounds as wrong in Slovenian also as in English, so yeah.
Yes, since ever you always used wordplay in naming your tracks and albums, and even your artist name is a play on words.
Yeah, my surname actually means scarves, so, and I'm one, so that's Mono. And yeah, I mean, I was working a long time on the radio, so I got hooked on nice names of the songs because it's easier to work with them than just song one, take five or something, you know.
But you also use the track titles and audio snippets that you use in them in a playful manner, and you also allude to certain movies or past and present events from our shared history.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have some samples of movies usually, and politicians, and late in, and in, I mean, in present time, some memes, let's put it that way, that young people call them, like, I don't know, some funny phrases that people got common in use, so.
Mm-hmm. So we've chosen two tracks from your latest album, the first one being Sledi Jagod u Jagodi, so traces of strawberries in strawberry. Could you give us a quick insight into the making of this track?
Yeah, this is very funny track, actually. It was made in Fruity Loops on tablet completely, and that's why it's one strawberry there, because Fruity Loops logo is strawberry, and except the vocal part that is from movie Kozorio Jagode, and yeah, that's why the second strawberry. And it was one Sunday morning at home, actually, and I did those recordings and made the song.
Ne filozofiraj med kosilom.
Thank you.
Чудесне філозофіре від Косіла. Filozofira i metkosila. Filozofiraj med kosilom. Do pol treh sem bil v službi, razumeš? Do pol treh. Do pol treh.
Have listened to Sledi Jagod u Jagodi by Mono Scars, who is still with me on the line. I know you've always been a sports fan, so this next track, Kdo je bil svetovni prvak u smuku leta 1962, so who was the downhill world champion in 1962, is some sort of a homage to skiing?
No, actually it wasn't. This was the answer of the who was the world champion was Karl Schranz, and I thought his name is really funny for musical genre, which is under genre of the Schranz, could be called Karl Schranz, and it's that type of music that you are hearing it in the song. So more it's homage to our public service radio television, which provided, or better to say, their skiing commentators provided those vocal samples.
So this was a short insight into your creative makings. Thank you, Mono Scars, Clement, and good luck.
Thank you, and enjoy.
Predstavljajte si, recimo, ne, ko peljete po avtocesti 150 na uro, pa odprete okno, pa date roko ven, ne?
Kaj
se zgodi? Ampak roka je roka, to so pa smučke 2.20, ne? Roka je roka.
Opa!
Opala! Joj! Predstavljajte si 150 na uro. Ampak roka je roka, tu so pa smučke 2.20, ne?
Opala! smo pripravljeni po zemlji.
Joj!
Mučerim eno marko, to se pravi toliko, ko stane eno pivo.
Joj!
Kromna akcija, besedo za besedo.
Pridite.
Nagradno vprašanje ostaje. Tomas Štangasinger, Mark Girardelli, Firmin Zurbriggen, Četil Ondre Omot, Filmir, Franz Klammer, Michael von Gruning.
Lasse Čus, Skale Palende. Pravilni odgovor je Karl Schranz. Pravilni odgovor je Karl Schranz.
Another trio that I'm proud to introduce to you, dear listeners, is Moving as a Giant. The band members are spread across the cities Maribor, Ljubljana and Murska Sobota, but we will still say they primarily belong to us. The trio could be categorized as roadcore by connoisseurs, meaning they flirt with post-rockish drone and noise rock, adding soulful, melancholic vocals into the mix that take the listener on swirling masses of sound on a journey into emotional depth. You will now hear two demo tracks by Moving as a Giant, The World and Terminal Dancer. The vocalist Bojana took the time and had this to say about the tracks.
In most of my texts, I start from a personal standpoint. The texts are letters from my life to myself, which are interpreted in one way or another based on pre-created or subsequently imagined foundations. I usually begin to write out loud with an acoustic guitar in my hands, improvising, and then I jot down and adapt or preserve an acoustic performance. While writing the music, everyone brings their own ideas and strengths, while the piece is fundamentally composed by combining one or sometimes multiple ideas together. Usually, it's then allowed to breathe with the possibility of change or improvisation. Thank you for listening to another episode in the Indire Radio Exchange series. We hope you enjoyed our musical selection and interviews, and are looking forward to the next episode in our production. Radio Marsh team wishes you all well.
Radio Show. Indire, independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Grimy yet comical alternative hip-hop from underground rap veteran Easy G and beat-making wonderkind Young Firefly. Taken from their collaborative 2022 album Ata Morgana, released on the Maribor label Gramofonoteka. Ko bil sem star na štiri, so rekli, povedič, da bit vič. Špegle mi nabili in se smejali mali glidi. Obsojena pifara, mala japanska buba. Izločen član osrednjega frajerskega kluba. Špegli bili so tolki za široki vidni spekter. Na njih pa redno mariži pudiga dr. Edgar. Daj da prav špegle, jo, kak se mi vrti. So navdušenje izražali bodoči trip džanki. Pred debitim so imeli svoje vrstni čar, ker vsako me je zlamo jeboral šolo, ne denar za špegle. Pol so raje tukli me v lamp, ampak štiri oka brusli, ninja ni bila kramp. Škila bi žila bi ni pozabo, vse je vrno, lukno gume, krado zvijeske, njihove aure barva v črno, jih verbalda obrno se lagal, da ima črni baz. Plave žame, te hlače in zastekljan obraz. I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 I don't think so. Bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli. I'm going, bang, 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 I don't think so. To je še iz sajto, ko špegli res bili sto grdi. In če si dobo špegle, si bil ful grdi. Danes pa mladina tu toni brez dio trije. Si neke pederske špegle na glavo gor nabije. Malo pa je hecno, če pogledaš ta podatek. Te pa jaz bom noso bergle kot modni dodatek. Al pa slušni aparat kot modni dodatek. Al pa kolenske proteze kot modni dodatek. Ko mi peče leče v okah pa dudni špa. Zato bom mogoče ufura špegle tudi jaz. Evo že na bavo je baba mi rekla bravo. Ful ti paše jo, čeprav ti povečajo glavo. Mogoče še pobrijem glavo, da bojo videli prevelke uhe in bulavo glavo. Ne, 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 čupe še vedno ne dam. Ne smem pokazati, da sem čisto pravi nezemljan. Žena rekla, da moram začeti laufat 3 kilometre na dan. Zato, da do njenega rojstnega dneva bom 850 kilometrov stran. Bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 I don't think so, I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 to špegli, I'm going, bang, 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 I don't think so. Indire, independent radio exchange network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.